Hey, we need to talk. I mean, well, it is serious, but it's not that serious, you know. I mean, you don't have to take it seriously. It's just something I wanted to say. I mean, it's important to me, I guess. I had to think it over. Like, a really long time. And you know how I am. I don't make that quick of a decision. I think about it. Sometimes I linger it. Sometimes I linger on it for too long. But to me, it never feels like it's long enough. So, you know. Yeah, I'm nervous. I want to say I know how you feel, but I don't. And that scares me. I mean, it's not like nothing else ever really scares me, but, you know. I don't know. I guess I've been thinking about it for a long time. That's as simple as I could make it. And I don't want it to be just something I say outright, and then I find out I'm not even sure if I feel it, you know? 'Cause that would be so unfair to you. Just as it would be really unfair for me to just say something and then find out I was lying to myself. And I don't like that. I want it to be true, you know? And I don't ever, or I never want to have to lie to someone I really care about. Which is why I have to say this now. Before I say it to myself and then I never think about it ever again. Okay. I like you. Okay? At first I thought maybe it was just a one-off thing and I was gonna get over it. I thought maybe you were just like this happy crush I had. That I was just, you know, happy being around you and whatever. Or, I don't know, I just found you, like, really aesthetically pleasing, like, I guess. But then, each day, it started to feel like it was slowly more than just that. It's kind of insane. I don't know. And you know that I don't believe in fucking love at first sight, that kind of bullshit. I don't. I really don't. That kind of shit can fuck off, okay? It can. But with you, I just didn't think it would ever actually be this way. You know? Of course, it's fine if you don't feel anything back. It's been, like, how many years since I started feeling anything? I'm kind of stupid for that, to be honest, but at the same time, I can't. I really can't. There are only really certain times where I can muster up the courage to tell someone that I really care about them. Words are rarely the things I say to tell someone that I give a shit, you know? It's always hard for me to say it. But, you know, the fact that I can say it to you just means a whole lot more, I guess. I mean, if it's said back to me, I don't know. I get confused. Like, I don't trust myself to feel the way that I should be feeling. Because for a long time, all of my emotions just crowd me, like they're kind of, like, you know when you visit maybe like the attic of your house or the one room in your house that you haven't been into for a long time for whatever reason, they go back in it, everything's dusty and old, broken, and there's just, every time we look around, it's old, but there's that wave of nostalgia that comes by. And then you find out one thing, that when you drag your hand across it and wipe away all the dust and dirt and debris, it's like it never changed. It was like something you've always had. It's that kind of feeling. And I kind of felt that way about you. I don't know if that kind of analogy makes sense, but to me it does. Because in the corners of my mind, there are just so many things that I keep locked away. Sometimes because I'm scared. But then when I go back into those recesses of my mind, I find you. That kind of scared me at first. And I thought to myself, is this even right? But then he said this one thing to me that that really showed me, like, I am sure. And that was you. That was a weird feeling. I didn't think I would ever have to feel that. That kind of reassurance. Yeah. I'm sorry, what? I mean, I am serious about it. I'm not joking around. This time I'm not. Anyway, I should probably go. You probably need some time to. What? You like me too? You're joking. You're not joking, are you? 'Cause that would be a really cruel joke. If you really? God, you're gonna make me cry. You have no idea how long I've been wanting to say that. But I kept doubting myself because I was afraid that you would probably end up hating me or something. And I also wasn't sure if you would have wanted to be with me anyway, because I'm like this, you know, not exactly the most mentally stable person ever. Okay, fine. Whoa. Okay. Listen, we're not comparing my sanity with that movie, because that movie is, like, over the top, okay? Like, over the top. And plus, it is a movie. It's not exactly real life. Okay. God. You really are gonna make me cry. I mean, I'm kind of tearing up right now. Yeah. Okay. When did I start liking you? Oh God. I don't know. How about I ask you? When did you start liking me? During my birthday? It's kind of a weird day. Oh, alright. When I told you I told you were like the most wonderful person ever, and that I don't think I couldn't have you in my life. I couldn't see that something along the lines of, if there ever was an alternate universe, I don't think I could bear not having you in my life, that kind of thing. Almost like super cheesy, you know? That time, huh? I mean, there is some truth in that. But I didn't think you would get into something that cheesy, Jesus. Okay, fine. Fine. Mine is cheesy too, okay? Whatever. Yeah, okay. Oh, if we're done being sappy and whatever, can we just, like, have dinner already? I could cook you your favorite dish if you'd like. I don't mind. It's you anyway. Whatever. Okay, just shut up. I'm gonna cook. Just sit there and wait. Oh, I'm sure you're gonna love it. I like you too.